the White House has announced the creation of a new technology service to improve government websites. The move comes after the serious problems that plagued healthcare.gov and initially kept millions of Americans from being able to sign up for the program. Leading the new initiative will be Mikey Dickerson, the former Google engineer who helped fix the healthcare website. And Amy Schatz with Recode is with us now from Washington to tell us all about this. Amy, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
So this digital services team is going to be a small group, 7 to 10 people. What exactly are they going to be doing?
They're sort of like a government geek squad, and they're supposed to go to different agencies and help them learn how to use technology better and spend more efficiently and actually come up with websites that don't crash and cause problems for everybody because they're desperately trying to avoid another healthcare.gov type disaster.
Well, one that really made the headlines and we heard all about it and reported about it. Is that typical, though, for federal websites to really not function very well, that they need a geek squad, as you say?
Well, it's pretty typical that they don't spend their money very efficiently and that they will spend a lot of money trying to keep old government websites and technology systems up to date, you know, things that they spent money on in the 80s and 90s, and they spent hundreds of millions of dollars on them, so they don't want to get rid of them, even though technology has passed them by. And part of the reason behind this group is to try to keep that thinking from moving forward and really sort of making it easier for some of these career government IT guys to keep up with the times.
What about overlap, though? There is already $82 billion a year being spent by the government on information technology. And there's another tech group housed in the General Services Administration called 18F that's there to solve IT problems for other agencies. So is this work that's being done by this new group going to be duplicative?
Yeah, not at all. I think the idea of this group is that they're really going to consult and they're going to come in and help existing government agencies figure out how to spend their money more wisely. Because as you say, it's $82 billion a year, which is a crazy amount of money to spend on technology every year. And sometimes they're just throwing it down a hole and the systems still don't work at the end of the day. And so this other group, this 18F group, is really, they're more like hands on the ground, actually helping other IT guys inside the government build apps. And these are a bunch of techies who aren't necessarily going to stay with the government forever, but they're trying to come in and sort of modernize things to the best they can.
Well, I remember hearing back during the healthcare.gov debacle, people in Silicon Valley saying, you know, we would never have had that situation because we would never have tried to roll out a national website all at the same time. Things like Facebook started small and grew and grew and grew. Can you tell us a little bit about the difference in culture between Washington and Silicon Valley?
It's so different and it's so vast. And, you know, if you're a government IT person, you have so many different things you have to worry about that if you're working out at Amazon or you're working at Facebook, you don't have to ask for permission to do things. You don't have congressional oversight. You don't have a fixed budget that some bureaucrat is giving you who doesn't know anything about IT. And so, you know, yeah, the guys in the Valley were like, we cannot believe this thing, you know, failed the way it did. And you can understand why they would be so just sort of dismissive of this whole thing. But to be fair, some of these government IT folks have a whole list of issues that the folks in Silicon Valley have never had to deal with.
Well, and could the federal government ever operate like that where you don't have to get permission?
No, absolutely not, because they're not designed to do this, because the whole system is built around, you know, protection and being very conservative. And the Silicon Valley is not, you know, tech companies are not conservative by nature. They don't get rewarded for being conservative the way that government IT folks do. You know, it's the same, you know, no one ever got fired for hiring IBM, right? It's that kind of mentality here in D.C. And that's a huge problem, you know, as you're trying to kind of pull them into the future.
Amy Schatz, editor with our friends at Recode, speaking with us from Washington. Amy, thank you so much.
Thank you.